to Jesus Christ. On the inside cover of the last page of your insert, if you could turn to that for a moment, I want to just reflect on this hymn with you and sing with it. You think this might be difficult, but you guys sing the national anthem anytime you go to a sporting event, and that's a much more difficult song to sing. It's probably the worst example of a national anthem because they picked the hardest song. It goes from the lowest notes to the highest notes. It's very chromatic. It's got all sorts of pitfalls. But this, compared to that's a breeze. And besides, you know, it's in the great venerable Ruthenian tradition to sing these things all together, actually, at the 20th century. I was just reminded, the beginning of the 20th century, there's this Russian composer, Johann von Gardner, great historian, and he saw people singing in places where our grandparents and great-parents came from. They sang hymns as complicated as these as if they were one voice. He was astounded. So we may as well take up the task and do it. So,
you are a mystical paradise, O Theotokos, Christ has blossomed forth from you without tilling. He planted the life-bearing tree of the cross on the earth. As we now exalt the cross and bow before it, we proclaim your greatness.
One more time.
You are a mystical paradise, O Theotokos. Christ has blossomed forth from you without tilling. He planted the life-bearing tree of the cross on the earth. As we now exalt the cross and bow before it, we proclaim your greatness.
What I think this hymn does for us today is we hear the call of the Lord in the gospel. If he is to be my disciple, he must deny his very self, take up and follow me. And that seems like a very strange and difficult imposition, kind of arbitrary, coming from the outside, a forceful act on our freedom. But St. Paul says something different. While he says, my life I live is not my own, for I have been crucified with Christ and with him to the world, at the same time, at the end of the gospel, but I still live my human life. It's still mine. But I live with Christ, who died and gave his life for me. It's still my life. It's still yours. But it's about the way you live it. And through the mystery of what Christ does by becoming a human, he sort of weaves it into the fabric of human existence. And the Virgin then becomes a mystical paradise. Last time we might have heard about paradise was at the beginning of the book of Genesis, when human beings and God walk together, shoulder to shoulder, eye to eye, in the cool of the day. That's all been taken away. We were banished from that because we wanted a tree. We wanted to eat of the tree we weren't supposed to eat. And God, knowing that, knowing our propensity to want trees, he says, I'll give you a tree. I myself will be the tree. Christ has blossomed forth from you without tilling, That's the virginal birth there. And I will live my life from the time that I was planted in the womb of the Virgin with the explicit purpose of becoming a cross, becoming a tree. And he planted the life-bearing tree of the cross on the earth. And as we now exalt the cross and bow before it, we proclaim your greatness. Christ's entire destiny from before all ages, as St. Irenaeus told us, so that the Savior didn't have to exist in vain, he needed to create something to save. So he created us. And when he took the flesh from the Mother of God, he's the only person who ever lived who came here with the explicit directive to die. We're going to die, and it's a fact, and we spend the rest of our lives trying to run from it and hiding from it and coping with it. We do all sorts of things. We call it sin. Name your sin. It's just you trying to pretend like you're not going to die. You know, the party keeps going on till 3 in the morning at the bar. It's just because, you know, you're trying to hide from the fact that you're mortal. And let's keep this party going on all night. But he came to die so that we could learn that this way of living the Christian life is not exterior to how to be human, but it's woven into the fabric of the human experience. The fact is, we're going to die. What are we going to do with our death? Do with our daily deaths? Are we going to take them up like crosses that we kiss, or walk away sad because to do that requires, as it did the rich young man, to give away the very things that we love, or we think we love? And the rich man was afraid because he had very many possessions. You know that story. But to carry that cross, we have the answer. It's a beautiful thing. It's something we exalt. It's something that we proclaim as great and victorious. Something that we sing about as joy-giving. Joy to you, most precious life-giving cross of the Lord. It's something that gives us joy. Because you're only going to get joy if you live in accordance with your nature, with who you are. And so being baptized into Christ was not an extrinsic act of violence on you as a baby, even though it looks really violent because sometimes they squeal. You know, we've got to slap that devil right out of them. We got it. You know. But it's getting back to nature, to who we are, to peel away all those dead layers of skin, all those masks, all those stupidities that we think are going to get us somewhere, that we think are going to make us somebody. We're getting back to that mystical paradise that God wrought both in the womb of the Virgin and in the middle of the earth, that God prepared at the beginning of time for you and me to have. We've uncovered the mystery to life right in this gospel passage. If you deny yourself that which you think is going to get you ahead in this world, money, honor, pleasure, power, any arbitrary use of your freedom, I want to feel good, so I'll do it because I want. That will get you nowhere because it's not natural. The heart of existence in the middle of the earth, the Lord has shown us what natural is. He did it with his own body. You want to know what it means to be human? Look up. You want to know what it means to be human? Look around. This continual praise song to God that we do in the Divine Liturgy. You want to know what it is to be human? Drink from this cup in a little moment. Live for that and nothing else. And let it make demands on your life. Because this church is so beautiful. I love St. Mary's. And one of the great things about it is cruciform. They built it like a cross. So in coming here It pressurizes us. It puts that pressure on us from the roof down to conform us into the most natural thing that we are. To hammer away like a marble block into this beautiful masterpiece that is Michelangelo's David. That's the Pietà. It's that stripping to what's really natural, to get to the heart of things. So with that today, let's be grateful that this Lord has come down to plant in the world this key to understand everything. That he has placed it before our eyes. He's given us the ability to trace it into our bodies. He's marked it throughout your life and every sacrament. You get it. You're signed at the beginning of the baptism. You're crossed at confession. You even come to communion. I don't know if you guys remember this. You're supposed to come to communion with your hands over your heart and a cross. Even the act of communion is supposed to be cruciform. So that you can undo all the lies that you've been told, that you've been telling yourself about what's natural, what's good, what's real, and finally get down to the heart of the matter.